الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, yes, we are back with another episode of this wonderful series called The Early Echo. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let us begin this wonderful silsila by listening to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood and Salat upon the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam to make our day even more fruitful and valuable, to earn much more rewards. Let us listen to the virtues of Darood-e Pak. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a wonderful hadith that man salla alayya fi yawmin alf marratin lam yamut hatta yara maq'adahu min al-jannah. The one who recites 1,000 darood upon me daily, that person will not die until he sees his abode in Jannah. Subhanallah. So if you recite Durood e Pak 1,000 times daily upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you will not die until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not show you your abode and your place in paradise, in Jannah. Subhanallah. What an amazing significance and virtue this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to increase our recitation of Durood e Pak upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Yes, and today we are joined in studio with our honorable respected مبلغي دعوة إسلامي brother Khayyam. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah Khayyam bhai. How about you Khayyam bhai?
Jimla sahab, today the weather is very beautiful. It's on our side. And inshallah zujal, we should make good intentions and also make shukr to Allah zujal for such beautiful weather that is always bestowing upon us, especially here in the beautiful city of Durban, South Africa. Subhanallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you have just heard about the weather in South Africa. And as I mentioned, that it may be hot on your side, it may be cold on your side, but in all circumstances, we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Allah Azza wa Jal ka laak laak shukr ihsan hai. At every day in our lives, at every step in our lives, we should always make the shukr and show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the wonderful and amazing bounties He has bestowed upon us. Subhanallah. So therefore, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you know by now the segments of the early echo. So now let us move to the next segment. And after listening to the first segment, thereafter we will listen to a beautiful naat, inshallah. And what that naat is all about, we will get to know that later. But now let us move to the first segment. And the first segment is the secrets of earning more rewards. Yes, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The reason to design the segment is that in every step of our lives, we should find ways and mediums to earn more thawab and reward. Subhanallah. This should be the ultimate goal of every one of us, that we should increase the meter of our reward and thawab in order to become better Muslims, in order to be greedy for thawab rather. Subhanallah. So what Madani pearls we are going to be having in this segment, in the secrets of earning more reward. Chaliye hum Khayyam bhai ki taraf jaate hain. Ji Khayyam bhai, mashallah. What is the first Madani pearls you would like to give for today? What are the intentions actually?
Today's topic for the intentions are when eating in a group. But before that, we should learn the importance of making good intentions. Yes. Remember that without making an intention for any action, there will be no proper reward for whatever the action be. So we should become, intentions are something that should become habitual with us. For example, when a person wakes up in the morning, he should make good intentions. There's many intentions that he could make. He could make the intention that today, inshallah, Zawajal, I will use a miswak. Today, inshallah, Zawajal, I will read some mosaic on the way to work. I will make salam to my Islamic brothers. If there is a blind man, I will help him to cross the road. Subhanallah. These are some of the intentions that one could make to gain more rewards or to gain the proper reward for any action. So alhamdulillah, regularly making intentions will make us become accustomed to making good intentions. So it will become habitual, inshallah. So Mulana Sahab, today, intentions when eating in a group, the first intention that a person could make is that if I have the chance, I will make everyone recite the dua before and after having a meal.
Okay.
So, if you are in a group eating food, so inshallah, you should firstly making dua. It's very important. We should become habitual of making dua before and after. Remember that reciting Bismillah is very important, that shaitan will even partake in that food which Bismillah is not recited. So reminding people also to make dua is very important. Some people, they may forget to recite dua. Some people may even forget to recite Bismillah. But alhamdulillah, if you remind them, you know, it prepares the mindset as well, Munasab, that, you know, in your mind you're thinking, Ya Allah Zujal, this food that I'm eating, this is your bounty and this is for your pleasure. That inshallah, whatever this food will give me blessings, strength, it prepares your mind so that you will be able to get the most out of that food, the most benefit out of food. The second intention, Munasab, that one could make is that if there is a scholar or an elderly person at the dining mat, at the place where you are eating, you should make this intention that I will not start to eating before him. Subhanallah. Munasab, it also is very disrespectful. It looks disrespectful when there's an elderly person and, you know, just to fulfill the desire of your tummy, you would go and you'd start dishing out before him. But rather look at the characteristics that Islam teaches us, that we should actually wait for the ulama to eat first, for our elderly people, our parents, our teachers, scholars, subhanallah. Even if we look at our family, Munasab, in our family and in this day of in this age of technology, many people at the time of eating, you'll see that the children are busy on their cell phones, and the parents may be reading the newspaper, and the food is on the table waiting for them. This is also becoming common in our society. That, you know, that time, that unity is lost. So we should actually eat together and give preference to the elderly people and the more respected people in our family.
Yes, actually, Khiyam Bhai, mashallah, these points are very valuable and they are very important. And these are the ethics of the dining table or the dining mat wherever we sit to eat food. Ye aksar dekha gaya hai, and you know, it's something which is very common when you go for functions and get together and stuff like that. If there is a alim-e-deen, a hafidul Quran, qari-e Quran, or even somebody who's you know, elderly than you, when the meal is dished out, the way we what you call attack on that spoon or on that dish, it seems so inappropriate. That approach of hasting towards that food or dishing out before offering the elders, it has no respect in it, Khayyam Bhai. Mannerism and the ethics of the table is that, of course, those who are before you, even if they came after you and they are elderly than you, they are senior than you, and especially if they are ulama ikram, then adab and akhlaq should be this, that you should offer them first. And this is the right way, Khayyam Bhai. MashaAllah, ye niyat hame kar lena chahiye, dear viewers and Lezo Madani channel. We should always make this intention and program our minds before even reaching the place of eating that, inshallah, jab khana diya jayega, when the food will be given to us to eat, when it will be dished out, then I make intention to first offer those who are senior and elderly than me, inshallah. And by making this intention, Khayyam Bhai, thawab committed to shuru ho gaya. MashaAllah, the reward is already going to be coming into your account, MashaAllah. Any other madani pearls regarding eating in a group or whether being single, Khayyam Bhai?
Yes, Mullah Sahib. The next madani pearl is that refraining from greed, it's related to the previous Madhinipal, that I will sacrifice the best parts of the food, such as the tender steak, the fillet, you know, the meat, etc. I will sacrifice these portions for others. You know, Manasa, before we actually go to functions, etc., we should already have this mindset. We should make this intention that, you know what, Ya Allah Zujal, when I go to that function or that for supper, etc., I will, you know, sacrifice the food for Allah, others to eat Allah, first.
That's the hardest niyyah to make.
Allah,
that is the most difficult niyyah to make, but it is a very good intention to make qiyam by. In fact, you know, it's mentioned in the hadith, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Allahu Akbar. You know, you can never be a complete and a true believer until you don't love for your brother what you love for yourself. Or what you choose for yourself, what you love for yourself, you should love for others as well. So if you want all the meat to be in your plate, you should love that for others as well. Subhanallah. So qiyam by, this is a very, you know, intention which every one of us should make, mashallah. Always sitting on the dining mat, on the table, to make sure that you know, others are given, you know, better than you. If there's few pieces of meat there, as you mentioned, steak or fillet or whatever that may be, but the intention is that, you know what, main kam nikalu aur dusre islami bhai ko zyada do. Allahu Akbar. You know, this intention is such a beautiful niyyah to make, and by seeing your akhlaq and your character on the table, maybe this will be some type of nasiha and advice to others who are perhaps maybe greedy, or maybe their niyyat was there, maybe they haven't eaten for several days, or they haven't eaten meat for several weeks. It's not in the budget to actually afford to buy meat and fillet and steak and all of that. And you are eating now and then, mashallah. And Allah has blessed you with abundance of wealth. So if you give others the chance to dish out and you take less and give them more, Allahu Akbar. What a great action of thawab this is, inshallah.
Subhanallah. The next intention one a person could make, if possible, I will recite Ya Wajidu, the name of Allah Azzawajal, loudly before every morsel, with the intention to remind others to recite it, as well as to make the things around me as a witness to it. Manasab, we know the intention or the name of Allah Azzawajal and the benefit it has when eating a morsel of food, that is mentioned in a narration or a summary of a narration, that when a person recites Ya Wajidu upon eating a morsel of food, that food will become nur for him in his stomach. Aye, aye, subhanallah. So this is the benefit, and we find this commonly practiced in the environment of Dawud Islami. It is brothers are always encouraged, and we see this happening, subhanallah. And a person would recite Ya Wajidu, and the rest of the Islamic brothers that are eating at that place, they will remember to recite Ya Wajidu, and they will also recite it, and then there is more reward gained, subhanallah. Masab, and just to conclude with the intentions, yes, inshallah, yes, well, yes, the last intention that a person could make is that I will not get up from the dining mat until it is lifted. I will not stop eating until everyone has finished. If I need to stop early, I will act upon the hadith and apologize to others for this act. Rasab, you know, sometimes it is possible that a person could be on the, or he could have not finished his meal yet. And some people may eat faster than others. So it is necessary that if you do leave the dining mat, you should apologize to that person, telling that you know what, it is my habit to eat quickly, so do not feel shy, and please you continue eating. Is the adab, respect,
mashallah,
so that person does not feel shy and leave the table as well, whereas maybe he takes his time and he eats, and now that you have left the table, he may feel bad and he'll also leave, thinking that, you know, he's taking so much of time, people may think bad of him. So the correct way of leaving a table, if there is emergency, it is good to rather sit with that Islamic brother and give him the company. But if there is some emergency, to leave the table or the dining mat, then one should apologize and ask permission.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Khayyam bhai, aaj humne kuch naya sikha hai, MashaAllah. It is something which, if we do have the habit of eating quickly, eating fast, or eating less than others, it actually makes others feel uncomfortable. Agar aap dobara nikalna bhi chahte hain, then, you know, if you want to take second serving or third serving, and you're feeling shy because the brother is in front of you or next to you, ye kam kha rahe hain, aap zyada kha rahe hain, he may feel like that, or he may make you feel uncomfortable. SubhanAllah, so we have just learned a wonderful intention to make that if, Allahu Akbar, I eat less and others are going to eat more, I will apologize to them and tell them, please continue, I have the habit of eating fast or perhaps eating little. And subhanAllah, this is what the scholars have mentioned, that even if a person had eaten slowly so that others may take their time and eat, but yet he still finishes before others, then he should apologize. He should say, I'm sorry, I have the habit of finishing fast because I eat a little. So you all please continue. Please continue, you all carry on eating. And inshallah, azawajal, by doing this, you will be rewarded, because making others feel uncomfortable, khayyam bhai, is also a problem. This should not be the situation. But this is something also very common. You know, this experience, I'm sure the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel may have experienced before. So inshallah, azawajal, ye bhi aaj se hum niyat kar lete, inshallah. We have learned so many wonderful intentions of sitting on the dining mat, khayyam bhai, eating in a group, ek thal mein khana khao, Allahu Akbar, and reciting Giyawajidu, making du'as before eating, the adab and akhlaq of the dining table itself, subhanAllah, how should one sit, how should one eat, how should one behave by serving others, by allowing others to eat before you, by giving them the best portions, subhanAllah. We have learnt a hadith regarding this. So chale inshallah, aaj ki baar se hum niyat kar hi lete hain, that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will practice upon what we have heard. And you also should make this niyat, I will convey this message to others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the time has come where we are going to be listening to a wonderful and amazing kalam which will connect us to Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. We always listen to Natifak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unique. He is special, subhanAllah. There was no one like him, and there would never be anyone like the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that naat is, Pyare Nabi jaisa koi nahi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Pyare Nabi, Pyare Nabi, Pyare Nabi, Tera masnad naaz hai, tera mehram raaz hai, rooh hai ameen, tu hi sarvar har do jahan. Pyare Nabi, Pyare Nabi, jaisa koi bhi nahi. 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 Yusuf aur hai Taha ka jalwa aur hai Husn Yusuf aur hai Taha ka jalwa aur hai Maang ke naya aur hai Maang ke naya aur hai Mehre Madina Bye.
گئے ادریس و عیسیٰ شک لگے آسمانوں پر گئے ادریس و عیسیٰ شک لگے دم اسرا اور ہے
حسن یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے
حسن
یوسف صاحب ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ
اور ہے خلیل اللہ حبیب اللہ میں خلیل اللہ حبیب اللہ میں فرق عظیم شان خلت اور ہے شان خلت اور ہے تاج فطردہ اور ہے
حسن یوسف اور ہے
خوشبو تو مسلم ہے مگر جنتی پھولوں کی خوشبو تو مسلم ہے مگر نکہت گل اور ہے نکہت گل اور ہے ان کا پسینہ کشتی میں عالم کی نجات عظمی تھی نوح کی کشتی میں عالم کی نجات اہل بیت پاک کا اہل بیت پاک کا لیکن سفینہ اور ہے
حسن یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے حسن یوسف اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ اور ہے طہٰ کا جلوہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ ماشاء اللہ what a beautiful کلام پیارے نبی جیسا کوئی نہیں. سبحان اللہ our beloved نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is unique dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and what examples in the sunnats of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in the following of our beloved نبی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم is every aspect of his blessed lifestyle is unique. Subhanallah. When he smiles, it is a miracle. When he walks, it is a miracle. When he talks, it's a miracle. Allahu Akbar. And therefore, we should follow the sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything has been created for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's for this reason, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned so beautifully, Zameen o zama tumhari liye, makin o makan tumhari liye, chunin o chuna tumhari liye, bane do jahan tumhari liye, dahan mein zaba tumhari liye, badan mein hai jaan تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں tumhare liye. I'm sure this wonderful kalam in Naat has increased the love in your heart for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And to further this love in your heart, to increase and inculcate and instill more muhabba and love in your hearts, now we are going to go to the next segment. And of course, this is one of my favorite segments, and that is the revival of sunnah. Yes, subhanallah, the revival of sunnah, where we learn the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And of course, in the sunnahs of Rasulullah is salvation for us, because if we imitate and we follow Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, it will give us more connection and love to the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And now to further this topic, inshallah, we're going to go back to Khayyam bhai. Khayyam bhai, we want to know for today, inshallah, what are the sunnahs that we're going to be learning in today's segment. Inshallah, if you could elaborate a little on this.
Mullah sahab, today we have chosen the sunnah of wudu. We all know that wudu is farad on us. Without making proper wudu, we cannot read our salah. It will become invalid. So alhamdulillah, we know the faraid of wudu. There are four farad of wudu, and now today, inshallah, we will learn the sunnah. The blessed hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to mind, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa alihi wasallam has mentioned that whoever loves my sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be with me in paradise, subhanallah. So inshallah, any chance to fulfill a sunnah, we should grab it with both hands. And inshallah, the first sunnah for making wudu a person could make is to make intention. The first sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he used to make intention. So remembering that, to get the full benefit of wudu, we should make intention. The second sunnah is reading or reciting Bismillah. If Bismillahi walhamdulillah is read before making wudu, angels will write good deeds for that person as long as he is in the state of wudu. Subhanallah. Imagine, Masab, for as long as, for example, if a person is in wudu for the whole day, then for the whole day, angels will write good deeds for him. So there is so much benefit of reciting Bismillah, walhamdulillah, before making wudu. The third sunnah of wudu is that one should wash both the hands up to the wrist. And we find, Mullah Sahib, that, during the day, we touch so much of, different objects. And, germs get stuck into our hands. We attract a lot of germs with these hands. And therefore, many people, they pick up infections such as, itchiness of the skin, as well as eczema, etc. So washing the hands is so beneficial in reducing these type of diseases. So washing it 5 times a day would reduce this so much. As we read namaz 5 times a day, so a lot of people, they have the habit of making wudu before they read namaz. So apart from that, Munasab, when one washes the hands first, he uses the same hands to wash the entire body when making wudu, to wash the face, to wash the hands, to wash the feet. So if the hands are clean first, then inshallah he can use the same clean hands to wash the rest of the body. Whereas if the hands are not washed, how will he use that unpurified hands, or where the hands have germs, etc., to wash the rest of the body? So this is the importance of washing the hands, and that too the sunnah is 3 times, subhanallah. The next sunnah of wudu is a person should use miswak. And Mullah Sahib, we all know the benefits of miswak. Rinsing the mouth 3 times using 3 handfuls of water. So with the right hand, a person would grab a handful of water and he would rinse the mouth, gargling as well. And of course, if you are fasting, then you should not gargle to that point where it could go down your throat, but rather Also, we should remember that the mouth is the entry into the stomach. So, if the mouth is clean, then food particles that are stuck in between the teeth, etc., these, you know, they if it's not clean, then it could go down into the stomach. And we know that sickness starts from the gut, from the stomach. So, by making wudu or following the sunnah of wudu by rinsing the mouth thoroughly, in between the gaps of the teeth, gargling properly, making sure water goes everywhere. So in doing this, these little pieces of meat that could be stuck in between the teeth, they could come out, and therefore, you know, you could save yourself from so much of different infections, diseases. People get a lot of different sicknesses, and this could be reduced by gargling one's mouth.
MashaAllah.
It is also mentioned, Manasab, just to add on to gargling, that a person who gargles regularly, he will not suffer throat infections, including throat cancer.
Allah.
We know that cancer is one of the most deadly diseases currently, and such is the benefit of gargling the mouth, is that a person would not suffer throat diseases, especially throat cancer.
MashaAllah. Look at the sunnahs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah.
That the salvation even in sicknesses and illnesses related to the body organs, Allahu Akbar. So gargling the mouth is the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially during wudu. And we should take, give it utmost attention, and we should do this thoroughly to make sure that the water passes through the gaps of the teeth, underneath the tongue, on the side of the tongue, SubhanAllah. So it's a very good thing, Khayyam Bhai, we have just learned right now. Sometimes we see that very quickly we just let the water on the, in the front portion of the mouth, and we gargle the mouth. But if you are not fasting, if you could lift your head a little and allow the water to go, at the back of the throat, and then you remove that, you take out that water, that will of course remove the germs from the mouth. So, mashallah, alhamdulillah, this is a very good sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Manasab, the next sunnah that we should learn is that sniffing the water into the nose 3 times, half handfuls. So, when we were gargling the mouth, the sunnah was to use a full handful. And when sniffing into the nose, we would use half handful. Rather that so that it does not, you push too much into your nose, where it passes the soft bone, the hard bone, and then goes up into
the nostril.
Nostril. So this is beneficial, that water goes in the nose. And remember that we have hair in our nose, which acts as a dust catcher. So it is very important that these also need to get wet. Water needs to flow into the nose. Mulasab, there is one benefit that I'd like to mention with regard to rinsing the nose. It's very beneficial for persisting flu patients. So those who people who regularly get the flu, one of the cures is that a person should actually fill water into his nose, wash his nose regularly. As well as those who have wounds in their nose, they keep getting wounds, washing it will also be a cure for that.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Mulasab, the next sunnah of wudu is that a person should do khilal of the beard. He should allow his hands, after washing the face, he should allow his fingers to run through the beard. So the next sunnah is doing khilal of the fingers. So this is also a sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The next sunnah is doing khilal of the foot toes. So the toes, in between the toes, a person should take the baby finger of the left hand and run it, starting from the right hand side of the feet, in between each toe. This is khilal for the toes. Masab, our feet, they suffer, or they undergo a lot of dirtiness. It easily attracts dirt. The moisture and infection could also start. So from the gaps in between the toes. So with khilal, germs are removed, alhamdulillah. And it was also mentioned that people, by doing khilal of the toes, they won't suffer from sleep shortness, they won't suffer from dryness of the brain, and they won't suffer from the heart sinking, you know, depression, etc. Just by doing hilal of the toes, subhanallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Fayambai, some amazing sunnats, MashaAllah, which we should be doing during our wudu so that we could earn more reward and thawab, subhanallah. All of this is the sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And of course, by following the sunnahs, the love of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase in our hearts, and the yearning to go to Medina will also increase, subhanallah. And dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we should obey, we should follow, we should listen, we should remember all these sunnats which are being taught on this segment or in this wonderful and amazing series called The Early Echo. We come to you with a sunnah so that we can implement that sunnah in our life, subhanallah. The sunnah of miswak, the sunnah of using the clothes, the sunnah of wudu, Allahu Akbar, which we learned today. And of course, all of this will grant us the connection to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our master, our leader, our role model, subhanallah, whom the Quran regards as a role model. And that is definitely our Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Amir Ahl Sunnat, damat barakatuhum ala aliyah. Regarding Madinatul Munawwara, the love for Madina, the love for our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has composed. What a beautiful kalam. Inshallah, let us recite two or three couplets in the praises of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And thereafter we will move to the last segment of the silsila. And before we go there, inshallah, let's together recite this wonderful kalam.
Izn Tehba, mujhe sarkare Madina de do. Izn Tehba, mujhe sarkare Madina de do. Izn Tehba, mujhe sarkare Madina de do. Le chale mujhko jo Tehba, wo safina de do. Le chale mujhko Madina, wo safina de do. Char yaro ka tujhe vaasta deta hu shah. Char yaro ka tujhe vaasta deta hu shah. Char yaro tujhe vaasta deta hu shah. Apna gham mujhko shehshah Madina de do, de do. Apna gham mujhko shehshah Madina de do. Kasrate maal ki aadat se bacha kar aqa. Kasrate maal ki aadat se bacha kar aqa. Apne aata riko ulfat ka khazina de do, de do. Apne aata riko ulfat ka khazina de do. Izne Tehba, mujhe sarkare Madina de do. Le chale mujhko jo Tehba, wo safina de do.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. ابھی ہم دوسرے سیگمنٹ کی طرف جائیں گے انشاءاللہ عز و جل. اینڈ آف کورس ان دس سیگمنٹ ایز ویل دیر از سو مچ دیٹ وی کڈ لرن, دیر از سو مچ دیٹ وی کڈ پریکٹس اینڈ برنگ ان ٹو آور لائفز in order for a revolution, in order for a change, subhanallah. And that segment is the sayings, the flowers from the gardens of the pious, subhanallah. The sayings and the aqwal of the pious people, subhanallah. Whereas we basically listen to the quotations, to the quotes, to their blessed sayings, to the madani pools, so that we could implement them in our lives. So there are so many that's to be mentioned, dear viewers, under the Madani channel, inshallah. So in the next few moments, this is what we're going to be listening. And before we go, the ek martaba aur durood e pak pad lete hain to increase the love for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to invoke the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Khayam bhai, this is the last segment, flowers from the gardens of the pious awliya and salihin, the pious saints. So inshallah azawajal, what sayings and what quotes are you going to be giving us today?
Nasab, you know what is amazing actually is that the pious awliya ikram, the pious saints of Allah azawajal, the friends of Allah azawajal, they spoke so less. But when they did speak, then it was so full of fruits and wisdom, subhanallah. May Allah Jal also give us that, you know, hidayah, that inshallah Jal, when we talk, we should only talk what is for the pleasure of Allah Jal. The first thing that is by Imam Al-Shafi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He mentions that health is a crown that the healthy wear on their heads.
Allah Allah.
Health is a crown that the healthy wear on their heads, but only the sick can see it. So what he's saying is that those who are healthy, Munasab, they can't see that crown that's on their head.
Yes.
But those who are sick, you know, they envy that crown that's on that healthy Allah person's Allah head. Allah. So health is something, Munasab, that we take for granted. We just, it's like, by the way, we don't even know that it's there. But ask those people who are suffering from illnesses, diseases, ask those people who are in the hospitals, etc., what is health? And they will tell you that, I wish that I was younger again, so that I could have full strength to do the work of Allah Azza wa Jal, to, you know, increase in ibadah, etc. And this reminds me, Mulana Sahab, of the blessed hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that take advantage of five things before five things.
Jee.
And that is, take advantage of your youth before your old age.
Aye, aye, aye.
So before your old age, take advantage of your youth. When you are young, do those things that pleases Allah. You know, Munasab, when we are young, we have strength, we have much more energy, the energy levels are much more higher, we can do so much more to earn the pleasure of Allah. And is also mentioned in a narration that the reward for a person in his youth doing ibadah is greater than the reward for a person in his old age.
Jee.
It's more difficult to do ibadah in your youth. Jee. There are so much things that attract us, especially our nafs, Allah, desires, when we are young. The next point of the beloved and blessed Prophet ﷺ, he had mentioned, take advantage of your health before illness comes.
So health is so important. Health is wealth, Khayam bhai. Agar health na ho, to phir kya fayda? What is the use of having all the money in the world? What is the use of having all the luxuries when your health, which is the biggest ni'mah and the biggest bounty, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. We cannot even show enough gratitude and thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for these eyes, for the ears, for the hearing power, for the speaking ability, Allahu Akbar, for these body organs through which we perform actions. So health is very important. Khayyam, any tips to keep this health correct?
Rasab, you know, a person to keep good health, he should, wake up early in the morning. He should try to sleep early. Sleep is very important for the health. A person should also watch his diet. is mentioned that, you know, sickness starts from the stomach, the gut. So what he eats is very important to a person's health. You know, what input you give is what output you're going to get. So if you're going to be eating all these junk foods, etc., then that's what's going to come out. But if you're eating healthy stuff, then you're going to reap the benefits of that healthy stuff. And if you look at the foods today, Masab, people are more inclined towards the food that has good taste. But those food that have bad taste, actually, not bad taste, all food have good taste. But those foods that may taste a bit bitter could be our vegetables, etc. And those are the foods that people do not like to eat.
Allah.
Especially in our home street, we'd find that children, they like the chips, sweets, chocolates. And these, on the long term, are going to be to prove, not beneficial to their bodies and to their health. Also, one should drink water regularly. Many people, they eat a lot, and they do not give their body sufficient water to push out that food and hydrate their bodies. So this is also important.
Mashallah.
Exercise
Mashallah. There are many, many tips, Khayyam Bhai, for a healthy living and for a good living. But all these are related to the nafs. Allahu Akbar, hamara nafs pe control hi nahi hai. Our nafs which deceives us, Khayyam Bhai, always tricks us. Nafs ko sun ke hi to hum khate hain. Nafs ko maan ke hi to hum chalte hain. All our actions are actually for the nafs. From our sleeping to our daily habits, our routine. When the heart says do, when the nafs says do, then we do it. The nafs will say dish out more, eat till all your three portions of the stomach, is filled, right, to the throat. Hum usko sun ke khate hain, phir bimar ho jate hain.
Allahu Akbar.
We need to discipline our desires. Do not listen to your desires at all the time. Do not fulfill the wishes of your desires at all times. We should become the slaves of Allah, not the slaves of our desires. Allahu Akbar. And this nafs, Khayyam Bhai, is the bad part of a person's body. You know, a person actually listens to his desires and he gets into much more gunas. Sometimes the nafs wants you to be well known, it wants to be recognized. Riyakari comes into place. The nafs doesn't allow your good deeds to be hidden. The nafs says, my name hasn't been mentioned. Imam sahab ne mera naam hi nahi liya. Allahu Akbar. The nafs is getting eager from the inside. It's getting itchy, it's getting irritable. Why my name has not been mentioned that I had given so much of money for donation? Allahu Akbar. It's the desires and the nafs. Isi baat ko Huzur Mufti Azam Hind bade khoob andaaz mein farmate hain. He says, نفسِ بدکار نے دل پہ یہ قیامت توڑی نفسِ بدکار نے دل پہ یہ قیامت توڑی عملِ نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا عمل نیک کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا بخت خوفتانے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا. So if you follow this regard, Khayyam Bhai, that we should make amal upon this, that we should not become the slaves of our nafs.
Allah.
So this nafs will actually keep you in falsehood, and if you listen to it, and if you do not listen to it and you keep it busy with the truth, there is salvation for you.
Allahu Akbar.
Ji Khayyam Bhai.
Ji Mullah Sahib, the next saying is by Huzur Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, that he mentions that everything which makes you forget Allah Azza wa Jal is actually evil for you. Such a great thing, Mullah Sahib. And this reminds me that the verse of in the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned that, O you who believe, do not let your wealth or your children distract you from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. If it is so, then you are at a loss.
Allah.
Imagine that everything that a person does, it could, it's either it makes him remember Allah Azza wa Jal, or it could be that it makes him forget or neglect Allah Azza wa Jal. So there are many, even if it is jais, sometimes it could be work. Work is jais, It's allowed. But what happens when you work and you forget to read your Zohar namaz? If that work, you know, distracts you from your Salah, if you go on a holiday, and because a holiday is allowed, maybe you need some rest, body could be tired from working a lot, and on that holiday you could maybe forget to read namaz, to do ibadah.
So it actually diverts you and distracts you. I mean, these are the things of the dunya, Khayyam Bhai. The wealth, the children, the commitments we have from, you know, from the morning right up to the evening. These are the commitments of this dunya. So the Quranic verse which we have just learned, Khayyam Bhai, is that do not let the your wealth or your children divert your attention or distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we are, we should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And five times a day, it's fard upon us to stand for salah, to read namaz. So if we think that earning lots of money is actually our success, and for that money we have actually missed many of our salahs, Allahu Akbar, the Quran says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Allah. Hum toh khasare mein, nuksan mein, hamara kya isme fayda hai? On the day of Qiyamah, we're going to be subjected to all of that. Whereas we have missed our salah, we're going to be punished for it. And the punishment of Jahannam, the punishment of the hereafter is very severe. You know, we cannot tolerate, and we would not be able to survive that punishment. Dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, we should make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the sayings of the pious people. And inshallah, Zawajir, in conclusion, Khayyam Bhai, a wonderful saying of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, kaash ye hamari zindagi ka ek hissa ban jaye. You know what it is? He says, be hard on yourself and be easy with others.
Allah Akbar.
Be hard and difficult on yourself. Yes. Hame bhi ye karna chahiye. We should also try and implement this in our lives, inshallah, azza wajal. And now we have come to the end of this wonderful series, The Early Echo. Subhanallah, humne kya kya, kitna achha achha sikha hai aaj ki silsile mein. We learned the intentions of eating together, the adab and the akhlaq, the mannerism, the ethics of eating, subhanallah. And we're not going to go through it again, but as a recap, yes, we had studied that as well. Thereafter, we went to the revival of sunnah, and we learned the sunan of performing wudu, subhanallah. And now we have learned few sayings of the pious people. Unki irshadat kya hai? What are their sayings? What are their quotes? Subhanallah. May we make amal upon the beautiful words. You know, little sentences, but with a huge impact, Khayyam Bhai. It has a very great impact because it was said with implementation, it was said with sincerity, subhanallah. And they have practiced what they have preached, subhanallah. So do not forget to watch Madani channel today, tomorrow, and every day. Make Madani channel part of your life. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you. This Islamic channel has changed the lives of millions of people globally. Allah Azza wa Jal grant success to Madani channel. Aap Madani channel ka saath de, because Amir al-Sunnat has made a wonderful dua for those who support this channel. And he says, Madani channel ke liye jo saath de attar ka, us par ho rahmat khuda ki aur karam sarkar ka. MashaAllah. And now we take and we seek your permission. We have come to the end of the silsila and the segment. And now inshallah we're going to leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah. Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day.